Blog Talk Radio.
Wake up, Sister Mary. Your show is on. Wake up, Sister Mary. Your show is on. Somebody wake Sister Mary up.
Amen. 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 Good evening, sister and brothers. I don't know what's the situation with T right now. I'm sure send her a text message. Can we get her going here?
She probably she was on, Brother D, and I opened the mic up, and she just I don't know if she hung up and didn't know what was going on. All she had to do was start talking. I told her, is she coming back? Is she back now?
Right.
Talking, and when you said something, I said maybe I didn't hit the key. I was talking.
She probably should.
I was pulling away.
Doing on mute. Doing like a deaf. She's been talking on mute. Amen.
Okay, you can hear me now, right?
Yeah, we hear you now.
Oh, yeah, everybody can hear you now.
Okay, well, praise God. But I actually had hit the one, but when you started talking, I said, did I not unmute this? But I probably didn't. So I'm here. Ask you to forgive me for that. Be more careful next time. On today, I just thank God for being here. Thank God for life, health, and strength. And, you know, this program today, this program is going to be dedicated to, and I'm so sorry for being a little late getting this, but I do have it. Okay. This program today is going to be dedicated to Brother Bobby Hawk, who lost his mother and his son, Trigger Man.
Yeah.
So we're going to dedicate this to him today, to them today, and we just pray that, you know, your strength in the Lord. It's not an easy time for you. It's not easy for anyone to lose their parent, whether it's a mother, father, grandmother, grandfather. It's hard no matter what way to go. But we pray that God give you that peace that surpasses all understanding. And I know for a fact he'll do it. You know, it's just hard for us to come to the fact that we have to go. We have to all have to die. And when our loved ones die, it's hard. It's very hard. I know that myself. It is hard on you all, and it's hard on anybody else, especially when you've been real close to your parents, your grandparents, or your mother, father. It's not easy. But God said he'll give us peace in a time of trouble.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to trust God and believe. So we're going to sing just a verse or two of Precious Lord, and I dedicate this song to Brother Hawks and to his son.
Amen.
Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on, and let me stand. Lord, I am tired, I am weak, I am worn through the storm, through the night. Lead me on to the light. Take my hand. Precious Lord, and lead me on. When the dark, hallelujah, Jesus, disappears, precious Lord, linger near. when my life is almost gone at the river, Lord, Lord, I sin. Hallelujah, Jesus, and hold my hand. Precious Lord, I love that verse. Take my hand.
Come on, Susan.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Lead me on and let me stand. Lord, I'm tired. I get so weak. Through the storm, Lord, to the light, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord. And lead me on. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. That song was dedicated to you, Brother Hall, and to your son. And I understand that your mother, his grandmother, passed yesterday or this week. I mean, I have the right date. But we do send you our sympathy, and we do want you to know that we love you and God loves you more. We just thank God for that. So we're going to go ahead.
Beautiful song, Sister Mary.
Can I explain what this is?
Beautiful song, Sister Mary.
Thank
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful
thank
song, Sister Mary.
Thank
beautiful,
you.
Beautiful. Thank
praise
you.
God.
God bless you. God bless you.
Praise God. Praise God. Before we get started, though, I'm going to ask my nephew, Brother Debo, if he will give us
amen.
A word of prayer.
Amen. Amen. As always, T.
Amen.
If I could just stop my phone from ringing. As always, Brother D is always ready, willing, and able. I say again, as I say all the time, I like for those that are, if you will bow your head, give God your heart, give God your ear, pray along with us as we pray.
God.
Father God, we come before the throne of grace. Stop by, Lord, just to say thank you once more and again for all that you do. Lord, we stop by just to tell you that we love you, Lord, and we truly place no one above you. Father, we stop by today to let you know that we know that you are God and God all by yourself. We know, Lord, without you, we just couldn't make it. Father, we love you. We stop by today, Lord, again to ask you to look upon one of our family members. Family, Brother Jeff and his family. Lord, we love them. We love them, Lord. But we know, Lord, that you make no mistakes. So we know that whatever you do, it's all right with us. So we let you let them have peace. Give them understanding. And let them know that, Lord, that you love them best. Lord, these blessings, Father, we ask today, we ask them in your name, Father. Father, we need you. We need you like we've never needed you before.
Yeah.
We find that this world that we're living in right now is in a bad situation. We got one thing after another. They're chasing June bugs like in the summer sun. But, Father, we look to the hills which come to our help, knowing that all our help comes from the Lord.
All our help.
And we say yes to your word right now. We've
seen
your work miracles, Father God. We saw you give sight to the blind. We saw you raise the dead. We saw you give the deaf man back his hearing. Father, we saw a young man laid by the pool for 38 years, and you give his legs power to walk. Father, we ask for that power right now. Touch us right now, Lord Jesus. Help us right now. Can't make this journey without you. Father, these blessings among many, we ask in your darling son, Jesus' name. Let every heart say amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We
Jesus.
Thank God, Brother D, for that beautiful, beautiful prayer.
Yes, Lord.
And you know, it's good to understand and to know that without God, we cannot make it.
Yes, King.
Everything.
Yes.
And today,
everything.
I just want to go through this service. Is basically it's open for anyone who have problems or anything you want to say, testimony or whatever. However, this show is dedicated to Brother Hall and to his son.
Yes,
so I'm gonna just talk a little bit from information that I found, because you know it's a lot of us, Brother D, don't even understand that. A lot of us don't understand why God took our loved ones. You know, and because we grieve so hard and we love that person so hard, we want them to live on their own. But see, God did not put us here. This is not our permanent home. We got to realize that. You see, we understand that, Brother D, when we get in Christ Jesus ourselves, and God began to open up to us and show us how to deal with death and actually what death is. Now, a lot of times when we hear about death, we get fearful. We get scared. Somebody that it scares us because in our mind, we think we're going next. We're going to die. And yes, we're going to die, but that does not mean it's going to be today or tomorrow. It's just whatsoever time that God sets for us. See, God already know our days. We can pray and ask God to allow us to live longer, but it's still in God's time. But understand that a lot of people has been on the deathbed, Brother D. And what God do for them when they pray and repent, he give them more years on this earth. But there are times you can pray and pray and pray, and God has set a time for that person, and he won't change. I know that. When one of my sisters died, I was praying so hard for Bobby to just live. Lord, I know you can heal. I know you can save. I know you can bring her back. But it was not his will. And I thank God for whatsoever his will. Only thing I can say is let it be done. Now, Paul said in Philippians 1:21, he said, for me to live is Christ, and to die is gain.
When we're
in Christ Jesus and we're living in Christ Jesus, when we die, we're all right as gain because we're going to be with the Father. We're going to be with Jesus. That was his express purpose, Brother D, for coming here. So that he could redeem us back to his Father.
Back. Yes. Lord.
And I specifically look for something to talk about on death because it is not easy for everybody. It's not easy for anybody because we hate to see our loved one go. But the good thing about it, we can think back, Brother D, on the good times that we had. And we can laugh and thank God for those times. See, we think that when a person dies, that's it. They're not going to exist no more. But no, that's not it. See, our Bible let us know that when a person dies, they're sleeping. They're sleeping.
Amen.
Waiting for Jesus to come back. So it's not that you won't see them no more.
Mm-hmm.
I noticed when my sister passed, she saw Mama. Even Debo, your mama, she was sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
2 days before she died. And she saw Mama, she started calling her name. So God protects us. He watches over us. And you know what? Our loved ones come back sometimes to get us and let us know everything is going to be all right. So rather than, yes, we're going to be sorrowful. I wouldn't tell nobody don't be sorrowful because that's a hard thing to go through. Some people never, ever really overcome it, but they learn how to live with it. I heard Brother Debo saying last night that his mom had been dead for over 25 years, but he still missed her. He still talked to her.
Yes.
He still loved her. So he's not seeing her as somebody that's never going to come back. So we got to understand that death is not permanent until Jesus comes back.
Amen.
Right
Amen.
Now, everybody that died in Christ Jesus or even out of Christ Jesus right now, they are sleeping. They are just sleeping. They are not. They have finished their course on this earth. So now they're laying up waiting for Jesus to come back to claim his people. That's the thing that we got to remember, because, see, Jesus is going to come back to get us. He's going to come back because he said. He said he was
coming back after the church.
He meet us in the cloud.
Yeah,
after the church without a spot or wrinkle. He said he's coming back. And he just wants us to wait for a little while. If we are dead and dead in Christ Jesus, then you know what we need to do? We need to rejoice, because we know that our loved one is going to be with God one day. That means more than just your family dying and crying and you don't know if they're, you know, what Jesus or what. But we pray that everybody is with Jesus when he comes back, because that is God's will. His will is not for us to be on this earth forever, but to be with him forever. So he wants to be our God, and he wants us to be his people, Brother D. He wants us to be his people. That's why when we praise him, he's in the midst. He's enjoying. He's rejoicing from our praise. Glory be to God.
Tell him that.
But we got to really and truly, Brother D, get it in our mind. We got to really and truly get it in our head. Even though the body decomposed, but our souls, I'm going to repeat that now. Our souls,
Our soul is
forever, whether it be with God or whether it goes to hell, because that soul is the breath that came from God himself, who cannot die.
That's what the word says.
So that soul sleeping for a little while.
It's just sleeping.
And see, we might say, well, my mother been dead for 50 years. Well, see, we got to remember, Brother D. We got to remember that God's time is not our time. To us, it seems like 30 or 40 years. But to God, it can only be a couple of minutes.
Not even a day. Not even a day.
His thought, his mind is so much higher than ours. But that is why he left us this tool, the Bible, so that this is our guide. This is a book that we need to understand, that we need to study. He left this so that we would know all about his coming back. Because he said he'll be back.
Yes, he did.
And I believe him.
Yes.
He said, I'm coming back for my church without a spot or wrinkle.
Yes, he did.
So we need to pray. We need to get ourselves together while the blood is running warm in our veins. We need to pray. I mean, it might sound funny to you. You need to pray for your mother, your father, your sister, your brother. You need to pray for your friend. Pray for yourself. If someone in your family is not saved, pray to God. Lift them up and ask God to save them, sanctify them, fill them with your precious Holy Ghost, because you want your family to go to hell and be with God eternally. Because, see,
Amen.
After this, when Jesus comes back,
yeah.
and we meet him in the clouds,
yeah.
and we'll meet him in the sky,
yeah.
when he comes back, and when we all go through judgment, there is no more dying. This earth and this heaven will have passed away. God don't want this filthy earth and this filthy heaven. It's so much filth down here. Oftentimes, we get so evil. Our minds and the things that we do, then God let things happen, Brother D. He let things happen to us like he did during the time of Sodom and Gomorrah when the people were so evil. Even the angels came. The angels that came to talk to, and I'm trying to remember Abraham's nephew's name while I'm talking. But when the angels came to talk to him, to them, the people in Sodom and Gomorrah was so filthy-minded, the men tried to take the angels and sleep with them. So God had already warned Abraham that he was going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. He didn't tell him how, but he told him he was going to destroy it. What he did, he got Abraham's nephew, and his name going to come to me eventually. He got him and his family and his wife out of Sodom and Gomorrah. He said, go forth. That's what the angel told him, and don't look back. Because he rained fire from heaven and burnt everybody in Sodom and Gomorrah and Gomorrah.
Sodom and Gomorrah.
See, when
yeah.
God gets
yes.
tired, and that was Lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes,
and Lot was a true believer. He learned from his uncle. He stayed with Abraham. But he said, get your family and get out and don't look back. And see, this is what some of us
Lot
do.
Tried to please.
We look back. When she looked back, she turned to a pillar of salt. The Lot and his two daughters never looked back. They kept walking. They did what the angels told them to do. So it's not for us to live on this earth forever. But right now, it's a time for us to fall on our knees and repent of all of our sins, so that we will be able to see God one day, see his face in peace, that we'll go to heaven and we won't have to worry about the dying and the crying and the grieving anymore. God said he's going to wipe all tears away from your eyes. So God wiped the tears from your eyes. There will be no more crying. We look at our loved one who has suffered cancer. We look at our loved one who has suffered all kind of different diseases, pains, and the doctor can't help a lot in some instances.
Mm-hmm.
We look at that, and let us look at God, because, see, that won't be no more. That won't be no sickness. That won't be no AIDS. That won't be no pain. That will be nothing but love and hallelujah.
Yes.
Howdy, howdy. Everything is going to be perfect for us because God said so. And see,
yes,
God is a man that he can't lie.
Can
he said in his word, before one jot or one tittle of his word pass away, what did he say, Debo? Heaven and earth will pass away. And he said, my word, glory be to God, will live forever.
Forever.
Glory to God.
Yes, he did.
And I certainly hope what I'm saying today is helping you and your son, Brother Hall. This is what God put on my heart to do. And this program is dedicated to you and your son because we know you are going through a lot. But more than anything, we want you to understand where your mother, your grandmother is going. I believe, you know, a lot of older people, they didn't know nothing but to serve God. They didn't know all the stuff that people know today.
Yes, right.
A lot of older people, though you don't want to hear nothing what they say when they living. And I'm talking in general. You don't want to hear what they say when they living. But when they die, everything they had told you to try to get you on the straight and narrow, it comes back to you.
Mm-hmm.
When my mother died, she told me this. Before my grandmother died, she told me this. She told me that. All of it comes back. And that increases the pain that you feel because in your heart you're like, I wish I had listened. But the good thing is, you know what you said, and you have a chance right now to get it right. Because the older people, they prayed and they moaned and they groaned for their people. Not only their children, they were praying and they was moaning and groaning for everybody to be saved.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
Why, rather than talk about people, we need to pray. I don't care how bad they treated you. Fall on your knees and pray for them. Glory be to God. Always remember, it is not God's will that any man shall be lost.
Should be lost.
But all men shall come to repentance. That's God's will.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Now, in Ezekiel 33:11, it says, say unto them, as I live, says the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from their ways and live. He said, turn ye from your evil ways. For why will you die, O house of Israel? So God is saying, you don't have to die and go to hell. Your soul does not have to be in eternal damnation. Your soul does not have to be burned forever, be distorted. And there is nothing you can do. There is nothing no one can do. Because when it gets to that day, your mother went to heaven and she looked down and see you in torment and nothing she could do. That's why our parents tell us every day to get it right with God. Get away from all the things that you're doing. Right now, get a relationship with God. That's what we need to do. Now, you think about it. See, Jesus died and rose again. He broke the chain that death had
on
him.
Yes, he did.
Glory be to God.
Yes, he did.
He broke the chain that he had on us, that Satan had on us.
Yes, he did.
So he rose. He was the first fruit of rising from the dead. He was the first fruit of one that rose from the dead. So we need to understand. That's why we got to get it together. And please don't think I'm talking about no specific one.
Amen.
This is what God put on my heart to give today. And God wants to comfort you who lost their loved one. So now, if at any time while I'm talking on this, if any of you have something to say, be it a statement or a question, oh, glory be to God, if you just want us to give you just peace of mind. Glory, hallelujah. Just raise your hand and speak up. Because we want you to be at peace. Yeah, it's hard.
Yes.
It's hard. But we have to remember Jesus died on the cross for our sins. But God never once in the whole of this Bible told us that we wouldn't die. Never said that.
Yes, 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 yes.
But we're going to die to live again. And that's what I want everybody to put that in your heart. I know I'm going to die, but I will rise and be with God. I'll be with Christ Jesus, hallelujah, because he died for me. So we got to let Jesus know, Lord, I love you. I heard everything that you said. And one day, I'm going to be with you. That's what we live in to gain eternal life. And that eternal life is in Christ Jesus. Now, Romans 6:5 says, for if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. Now, I'm going to read that one more time because that's very important for us to understand and realize. For if we have been planted together in the likeness of his death, so we're going to die. We are going to die. It is inevitable that we're going to die because God never said that this earth was our permanent home. He said, we shall be also in the likeness of his resurrection. The same way Jesus was resurrected, then we will be resurrected. So we are just sleeping. The dead in Christ is just sleeping for a little while. Glory be to God. We didn't die to die for
ever.
We are going to rise again. Glory be to God. And so when we have did all that we could do to show God that we love him, that we want to live for him, and we have repented of our sin. Hallelujah, Jesus. Jesus is going to come back and he's going to say, ye sheep, get on my right hand. Glory be to God. Because we're going back to heaven with him. But then he's going to say, ye goat, get on my left hand. Because that died that was not in Christ Jesus, they will rise. But hell will be their home.
Be your home.
We don't want to think even remotely that our loved one is going to hell. We want to, the ones that are living need to get into Christ Jesus. Get into the Bible. Fall on your knees. A lot of times I know we read the Bible and don't understand it, but don't stop. Read it and pray. And when you know anything, God will start revealing that Bible to you. And you'll be said, oh, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Because he said, I will not have you ignorant. So he wants us to know.
That's what he said. That's what he said.
That's
said.
Why he left the Bible, so that we could gain knowledge. That's why he taught his disciples so they could carry the word. But what he do in his children in Christ Jesus, they'll get it. Just like the disciple, he gave it to disciples because those were his chosen men to carry the word of God.
Carry the word of God.
So he gave them the understanding, the meaning of the parables. But to the one that was not saved, he didn't give it to him. So we have a chance right now. While the blood is running warm in our veins, let us serve the Creator and not the creature.
Yes.
We need to serve God. Because when this body that we're in right now, Brother D, when this body dies, it will begin to decay. And it's going to turn back to dust. Our Bible tells us, God said, from dust we came, and to dust we will return. He's referring to this body, not the soul. Because that soul came straight from God. That's why your soul cannot die. I didn't say will not. I said cannot die. Because God cannot die. He is forever. And he wants us, Brother D, he wants us to be now. As a secret to that, is different from a sinful death. See, when you die in Christ Jesus, the angel's going to rejoice. Because one of God's coming home.
It's coming home. Coming home.
Now, coming home. Right now, glory be to God, we need to trust God, trust Jesus Christ, salvation. Because he is the one that's going to teach us. Jesus teaches us. I mean, he even comes back. I don't know if y'all ever felt the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, but he comes back and he deals with us. He talks with us. He protects us. He takes us when we're going wrong. He'll put us on the right track.
Yes, he will. Yes, he will.
And when God began to deal with you because of the life you're living, I beg you to listen. Because if you don't, when he's dealing with you, he's putting you on the right track. But if you don't listen, then hell will be your home.
Yes,
glory be to God. So we want to think that everybody that dies will go to heaven, even though we know that's not so. Pray for our loved ones. Brother Hoss, our parent, our grandparent leave us what direction to go. Leave us information. Better talk to us, and all of this comes back to us, Brother D. It comes back to you. And you know, we used to laugh at our grandparents, because all they knew how to do was to walk around and praise God.
Praise God.
And I thank God for that, because even from a young age, when God saved me, my poor babies come home from school and all they could hear me running through the house, praying, praising God, and speaking in tongues. That's all they heard all of their young life. So when we teach the children about God, when we teach them about dying and being with Jesus, when we teach them, Brother D, about dying and going to hell, they might go out astray a little bit. But you know what? They'll come back. They'll come back. Because the teaching is going to come back to them. Glory be to God. It's going to come back. And then I got to remember my mother told me, hey, glory, my grandmother told me, hallelujah. And then when we began to take in the knowledge that had been imparted to us from our parents and our grandparents, then we have the mind that want to and the knowledge to get it right.
Yeah.
Then we fall on our knees and begin to talk to Jesus.
Yes, Lord, please.
And when you talk to Jesus, hallelujah, Jesus, you find everything. I didn't say something, but you'll find everything will be all right.
Yes, you will.
And see, the thing about Jesus, he loved us so much. When he went away, he sent us back an advocate. That advocate
is
the Holy Ghost that will teach us and will guide us until he comes back again.
Mm-hmm.
He said in his word, he said, I won't leave you and I won't forsake you. You know, when Jesus says something, let us take it to heart. Let us take it to heart. Because whatsoever come out of the mouth of Jesus Christ, it will come to pass. We have to remember that Jesus didn't come in the form of the way that we are born today, but the Holy Ghost was planted into Mary's womb. So Mary brought forth a holy son, a son that knew no sin. That's why God chose a virgin to bring that holy son, glory be to God.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
If you notice, God is good. I'm telling you, I didn't know what I was going to say to y'all, but I thank God for Jesus. But if you notice, when Jesus died on that cross, that body was not harmed. That body, though he was speared in the side, that body was not harmed. And that was because that body went back from whence it came. It went back to the Father. Body and all.
Yes, indeed.
It came from the Father. It went back,
to
the Father to prepare for us to come, to prepare the way. Because, see, Jesus paid the price for us, so therefore he redeemed us to God, but we are Jesus. And when we want to get to God, we got to go through by Jesus Christ the Son. Because he said in his word, that me and my Father are one. So Jesus has always acknowledged his Father in everything he did. Not once did he say, he came to redeem us, but not once did he say everything was but he said, my Father.
Amen.
He said, my Father sent me.
Yes.
So this was Jesus came,
you see me,
brothers,
you see the Father.
He came so that we may live.
Yes, he did. Yes,
Brother
he did.
Hall, Brother Bobby Hall, so
yes,
your mother
Lord.
Will live again.
Yes.
To your grandson, Amen. Your Jesus. Grandmother will live again. So
yes,
this is what we need to hold on to. We need to hold on to that. So now, he sent back the comforter so it will abide for you with you forever. See, that comforter is the Holy Ghost. That comforter can't die.
Yes, it is.
It's the Spirit of God that was sent back to keep us, to guide us, Brother D. When you start to do wrong, that Spirit in you gonna tell you, got to let you see that you're going in the wrong direction and for you to turn around and take another direction. So don't think because God is a spirit that he don't direct us. He still directs us. Brother Holly, put his loving arms around you. Jesus put his arms around you and your son and let you know that everything is going to be all right. Glory be to God. Because we are waiting for the coming back of Jesus. Now, he said in John 14, and I'm going to read a couple of verses, 17, 18, maybe 19. He said, even the spirit of truth, well, let me go back to 16. And I will pray the Father, Jesus said, and he shall send you another comforter that ye may abide, that he may abide with you forever, even the spirit of truth. Now, I don't know if you noticed, but when you had a Holy Ghost, I'm not going to say you won't lie, but you know what? That Holy Ghost will get you back on the right track and let you know you cannot lie. You have to tell the truth. Because he said, I'm a God that cannot lie. So if he can't lie, we got the Spirit of God in us, then we need to tell the truth, too. We have to tell the truth. He said, even the Spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. See, it takes all of this for us to get to heaven. Said, because it sees him not. See, a lot of people say there is no God. There is no Jesus Christ because they don't see him. But when you receive the Holy Ghost, you feel it. You know he's there. You know he's a God that's sitting high and look low. You know that he's a God that you want to be with one day. And once you get to be get to know God, then death will come a little easy for you to deal with because we understand that we was he put here just for a little while. He said, even the spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not, neither know him, that ye know him, for he dwelleth with you. And shall be in you. Then he said, I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you yet a little while. And the world seeth me no more. But ye see me because I live. Glory be to God. And then he said, now listen at this now. I want you to hear this. He said, but ye see me because I live. And then he said, ye shall live also. Oh, glory be to God. See, when God came, when Jesus came to redeem us back to his Father, he prepared to take on all of our burdens. Even though he took them on to the cross, but even right now, when we are so burdened down, Jesus, hallelujah, give us comfort. Now, when you think about it, see, was never God's intent. When he put Adam and Eve in the Garden of Eden, they were to live as if it was heaven. They had the Spirit of God. They was blind to the sins of the world. And the only thing they saw was good. So it was not God's intention that we should die. But like Adam, we get hard-hearted, Brother D, and we do what we want to do.
What we want to do.
I mean, we even have the nerve to try to come up against God. But I want everybody to understand, living a dead, God is your keeper. And only God knows where we're going. But we can seek every day of our lives to make heaven our home.
Yes, you can.
We can
yes,
speak
can.
Every day
do
to make
right
heaven
now.
Our home. Glory be to God. And, you know, that's not a hard thing to do once we get in our, this word and get to know about Jesus. And the more you know, the more and more you want to know. Genesis 2:7
man.
Says, and the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life.
Breath
and man
of life.
Became a living soul. Huh. Glory be to God. Man became a living soul. As I was saying earlier, our soul cannot die. It's God's intention that our soul returns back from whence it came, back to him.
Yes.
It's not God's intention that we should die. Right now, Brother Bobby, Brother Hall, your mother is sleeping, waiting for the coming back of Jesus. She will rise again. Keep that in mind. Keep that in your heart. Because God wants us to know this is not the final stop, Brother D.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Amen.
Not our final stop. This is not our home. We're pilgrims. We're sojourners passing through this barrel lane.
Just passing through. Yes, we are.
So much filth is on in this land that God can receive this heaven and this earth into heaven. Because he said, I am a holy God. He said, be ye holy, for I
holy.
Am,
for I am holy.
Holy. So we need to ask God, touch me, try me. Glory be to God. Use me, make me over again. Thank you, Jesus. Let us not be ashamed or afraid to talk to God.
Amen.
He wants us to talk to him. He wants us to tell him everything that is in our heart. Everything, even though sometimes we may not know what we're talking about, but God don't mind that.
Mm-hmm.
Tell him.
Amen.
And he'll give you your answer. He'll give you your correction. He will do whatsoever we ask him to do. If we love
Amen.
Him and we love Jesus and we ask of God in the name of his son, Jesus.
Yes. Yes.
So, right now, see, sin reigns on this earth. But we don't have to be in sin. We do not have to live in sin. And it's hard for a person or anybody that's been out in the world a long time. And even out in the world, you don't want to die and go to hell. So you still have a chance to fall down on your knees and talk to the Father. He always got a listening ear. See, sometimes we being human, we may not have that listening ear. But God always got a listening ear. He said in Revelation 21:4,
uh-huh.
He said,
yes, he did.
And God, well, let me go back just a little bit.
Thank God.
Let me go back just a little bit because you know, it's important, and I thank God for you, Brother Halls, and your son. I thank God for you all. I know you're listening, and I thank God that you want to hear, and I thank God for giving it to you. See, I'm just a vessel that God gives it to you. Then John said in Revelation, we're going to go back to 2, he said, and I, John, saw the holy city, New Jerusalem. And while I'm reading this, just kind of picture yourself in that holy city. He said, coming down from God out of heaven. prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, behold, the tabernacle of God is with me.
It's with me.
And he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself, hey, glory be to God, shall be with them and be their God.
Yeah.
Then he said, and God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes.
From that.
And there shall be no more death, neither sorrow.
Come on now.
See, we're in sorrow when we lose a loved one. He said, nor crying. Said, neither shall there be any more pain. For the former things are passed away. Look now, the former things, this heaven and this earth, this former things has passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said,
Behold,
I make all things new.
Things.
And he said unto me, he said, Write. And he said unto me, Write, for these things are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is a thirst of the fountain of water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. I will be his God, and he shall be my son. But now then he turned around and he said, But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable, the murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for today, and I truly, truly hope I said something to touch your heart. Brother Halls, I prayed all day that God give me something for you and your son. Glory be to God. Because God loves you. Glory be to God. God loves you. You may not see your mother again, but you'll probably see in your dream, but she'll always be in your heart. Always. That love you had for her when she was living, you still got that love for her right now. Glory be to God. And I just thank God for the message. But I'm going to take this time, praise God, open up and just to see if there's anything that anyone wants to say, questions, or whatever. We open up the floor right now for you.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
If there's nothing anyone has to say, we're just going to ask Brother D if he have anything that he wants to say, he wants to add. Glory be to God.
Amen.
Brother D.
Amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say
amen.
You know, T, I'm sitting here. Sitting there listening to the Lord work, and as the Lord was working, you went over. I was laying here, my Bible open on Revelation 21 and 4, and the Lord guided you right there. But he carried me back a little bit. He took me back to the 20th chapter, and he allowed me to see a word. And before I give word, if I may, I want to give them a definition. And then I'm going to come with the word.
Okay.
The definition says mislead, beguile, delude, lead astray, frustrate, usually by underhandedness. And I'm doing this backwards, so I want to get it. Misuse, lead astray, beguile. That's the definition of the word. Now I want to give you the word. for those that's listening, brothers and sisters. It's in the 20th chapter of Revelation, and we start at verse 10. It says, and the devil that deceives, stop right there, we ain't got to go no further. I just gave you a definition of the word deceive, misuse.
All right now, come on.
Mislead, frustrate, underhandedness, lead astray. Now, he gave you the word when she told you what the spirit is. He formed old dirt body, but he kneeled at him, blew the breath of life in man. He says he is life.
Yeah.
See, he's the life. But what he really did, he blew himself in man. He said he blew the breath of life in man. And he's showing us right here. It's only two, sisters and brothers. It's either God or Satan. There's no in-between. And he's telling you what Satan has intended for you right here in verse 10, chapter 20 of the book of Revelation. I give you a definition, and I read it to you again. And the devil that deceived them was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone with the beast and the false prophets, and shall be tormented day and night. Is that forever?
Yeah.
And ever. Now you have to ask yourself, sister and brother, is that the life you want to live? See, because like T just told you, you're going to live again once you leave here. It's where you're going to live at. Will you live eternally in hell or in heaven? He's already told us what he had in store for us, for those that live in heaven. See, he said, eyes haven't seen and ears haven't heard. He said, neither have it entered into the heart of man what I have in store for you. But he's telling you what Satan has in store for you right here. So when you get a chance, sister and brother, you'll believe what I say, what Monty just told you. Go to Revelation chapter 20, and you start at verse 10, and you'll see it for yourself. The devil that deceived in the name of Jesus. That's all I have to say, brother. That's all I have to say to you this evening. I just want you to see what the devil has in store for you. Amen.
Amen. We just thank God for Brother D in those words, because it's important for us to know. At this time, we're going to say a short prayer, and we're going to turn it back into the hands of Brother Dog. Father God, in the name of your Son Jesus, Father God, we thank you for this day. Father God, we thank you for your blood that you keep us covered with each and every day of our lives. Father God, we thank you for the peace that you give us that surpass our own understanding. Now, Father, we ask you to bless your people all over the world. Father God, we ask you to bless Brother Halls and his son, Father God. Father God, give them that peace that only you can give, God.
Yes.
Father God, and we thank you, God. Father God, and we ask you to bless each and every one that's on tonight at the sound of my voice, dear God. Father God, if there's a sickness among anyone, we ask you to touch and heal right now in the name of your son, Jesus. Father God, if there's an unbeliever, God, Father God, send somebody to talk to them and show them, help them to believe. Oh, thank you, Father God. We thank you. And Father God, we ask you to bless the sick and the needy. We ask you to bless the homeless, God. Father God, we ask you to bless this world, God. But truly, we need it, dear God. This at this time, Father God, we cannot make it without you, God. Father God, we need you as never before. Father God, we ask you to heal this world of the COVID, dear God, the COVID virus. Father God, if it be your will, Father God, don't let any more virus like this befall us, dear God. Father God, we know you God and God all by yourself, and there is nothing you can't do. Father God, we thank you. We praise your holy name, dear God. We ask you to bless Brother Dog in the goodness of his heart, Father God. Father God, and we're going to ask you to sanctify him, Father God. Heal our blessing, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Give him the Holy Ghost, Father God, because he's working for you right now, Father God, and we thank you for it. Bless Brother D, Brother Tim, who so faithfully kept us out, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for all things. Father God, this prayer and all prayers I bring to you in the name of your son, Jesus, I pray. Amen. And thank God. Back to you, Brother Dog.
Thank Sister Mary for that great rendition and the tribute to Brother Jap. and Trigger Man and their family, and Godspeed to them. But Brother D, before we transition over, I got a question. Are you there, Brother D? I got one question, Brother D. You there?
I'm here.
Okay. With that Sodom and Gomorrah, and they told him not to look back. When she looked back, and they and she turned her to salt. Why did he turn her to salt?
Mm-hmm.
Why did he turn her to salt?
That was a punishment. See, when the Lord tell you to do something, you do what the Lord tell you to do, and not what you choose to do or what you think you want to do. So her punishment was when she turned back, she disobeyed God's word. So he punished her.
I understand that, but why salt? I'm saying, why salt? Why something not stone something else or what? Why salt?
Well, it could have been anything. It was just his choice of salt. Salt have a tendency to eat either way. You know, I have a found in the Bible why he chose salt. He could have chose ice. It wouldn't matter. You know, it was just his choice.
Right. Okay. All right, guys. With that being said, we are Sister Mary has gone, and we thank her for that. And Sister Gina, Sister Emily, and everybody else that was on, I appreciate y'all being on. And we're not going to be on there too late today because I got to get up early in the morning and go down there for that racetrack for that week, the whole week, all the way to next week. Man, 7-8 days in a row. So if anybody got anything, come on with it. If you got something, we will go in if y'all got something. But if y'all ain't got nothing, I'm going to be honest with y'all. I ain't going to try to straighten this thing out today because yesterday we was kind of slow. But after the show went off that internet and after hours, man, we had a long after hours show. But a lot of people around there now, and I think it's going to be on pay-per-view. I think Flow Racing might have it up there now. If you got pay-per-view, you can go watch some of the qualifying and stuff. And, you know, they got quite a few good races and no-time cars down there. That's what we race interest in. Got a lot of guys running pretty good. Already have a couple of wall bangers and everything, but that's what it is. And it seems like it's going to be one of the biggest races of the year, one of the biggest. It's always big. So, does anybody on here got anything they want to put out, any talk they want to do, anything? And if you do, hit the one button. If you don't, we're going to go ahead and round this one out. I was a little Emily. She got on quick. I'm going to get all them doggone tips. I'm going to call you after the show, Emily, and talk about it if we don't keep on going. Okay. Nobody got anything. Also, don't forget, next week, Mike Hill will officially kick off at the House of Hook there for March Madness. So, y'all get ready to get them hot rods ready. And this weather's getting 80 degrees and stuff out here, man. It's getting to be that way. But don't forget Fat Tuesday. Also, right after Duck Race, I'm gonna head on down to Fat Tuesday down there, man. Oh man, they gonna destroy the old man. But the old man gonna keep on going. All right. With that being said, if ain't nobody got that, thank y'all for coming on today. And if you need any spiritual guidance, anything, or any spiritual healing, you can always contact us 7 days a week. Like Brother D said, his line is always open. If you don't know, you get in touch with me or get in touch with Brother D. If you want to write the number down, give you a chance to get the pencil. Because I know when he give the number out, he don't get nobody a chance to get the pencil and paper. So I'm going to give you a chance to get your pencil and paper. If you can't reach me, you can reach him. And Brother D number is 773-886-3490. He always, like I said, 773-886-3490. You don't have them up the Midwest Northern guys. We down south, though, and most of us in the south. So it's 773-886-3490. That's Brother D number, and y'all already know my number, probably most of y'all. So that being said, we finna shut this baby down, and in a way I'm glad because I'm tired anyway because I got to get up real early in the morning. So thank y'all, and God bless you. And again, you having a Gay Trigger Man or Jap, you know, most of y'all know Trigger Man. You might not know his daddy, but Jap, give him a little pep talk and tell him, hey, God bless, and y'all take care. Good night.